Fred inhaled. Most kids hated the way their gym smelled, but Fred liked it. Not the stale sweat and stinky gym shoes so much. But just before lunchtime, when the kitchen behind the gym got too warm and the staff opened the side doors, the gym smelled like a mix of tater tots and fresh, crisp air. Plus basketballs. The gym always smelled like basketballs, even up here on the stage. Ugh, Louisa said, plugging her nose. I hope they spray some air freshener before my uncle gets here.
I hope we get some good ideas before your uncle gets here, Drake said.
Well, if you wouldn't keep insisting that we have to bring Krampus into a Christmas pageant, maybe we could get somewhere, Louisa said.
And if you could stop insisting that we had to include the three wise camels or whatever they are, maybe we'd have at least one decent idea, Drake snapped back.
That's the thing, the girl across the table said. You're too stuck on Christmas. My family celebrates Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and, she pointed to the boy sitting next to her, his family celebrates Diwali. We should celebrate all the holidays that celebrate light in the darkness. Not everyone believes in Santa or Christmas, you know. Fred closed his eyes and breathed in again. Maybe it didn't smell that great after all, but at least it distracted him from the bickering happening at his table. Fred, Louisa, Drake, and two third graders had been chosen to help write the Winter Wonderfest school pageant. Louisa's uncle, the world-famous Broadway director Juan Pierre Reyes, was coming in all the way from New York City to help them write it. For the life of him, Fred couldn't imagine why someone as famous as the Juan Pierre Reyes, as Louisa insisted on calling him, would come all this way just to help with a dumb elementary school play. I mean, the Juan Pierre Reyes could be making a lot of money directing famous actors in New York City. Once, Louisa told Fred her uncle even won a huge award for some show about dogs. Or was it cats? Fred couldn't remember. Louisa said her uncle was coming out because he loved her and was always willing to help. But Fred wasn't so sure. Something about it seemed weird. Either way, the Juan Pierre Reyes was coming to their school to help them write and direct their holiday pageant. All they needed was an idea. One good idea, which they didn't have.